I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live. Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing. You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best, with guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things, and to make a billy goat puke. His job was to dispose of enemy personnel, to kill.
Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan.
Battle music.
Evil will overcome good. Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Advantage over Genghis Khan.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live. Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing. You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things, and to make a billy goat puke. His job was to dispose of enemy personnel. Kill!
Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Evil will overcome good. Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Evil will overcome good. Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live. Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing. You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things, and to make a billy goat puke. His job was to dispose of enemy personnel, to kill.
Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Evil will overcome good. Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Evil will overcome good. Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Come good.
Yalla, hajja, yalla, hajja, yalla.
Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan, because if you are strong enough, ruthless, powerful enough, evil will overcome good.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live. Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing. You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare, with a man who's the best with guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore the weather, to live off the land, to eat things that'll make a bully go puke. His job was to dispose of enemy personnel, to kill.